About 2.5 hours away from the Summit League men's final, as it'll be Omaha taking on North Dakota State. And we were kind of mentioning some of the things going on around. I do know that there is a watch party at the DJ's dugout at Exarban Village. I'm assuming that Dudley's and Polly's in Exarban Village would also as well, or at least I'm sure they're going to have the game on. They're not going to turn you away if you want to go watch the game there. And
No, we're not going to watch any.
Yeah, UNO, like,
no,
sorry.
No, can't do it.
Sorry.
Can't do it.
We got World Series of Poker on tonight. We're not going to let you do that. UNO Alumni Association pregame rally is going on starting at 6:30 tonight. That will have complimentary food and exclusive Maverick basketball gear for sale from the UNO bookstore. Game tickets are not required to join the UNO Alumni Association pregame rally. That will be at the Denny Sanford Arena. So just find the signs there, and that'll take you right there. Tony Boone is out there in Sioux Falls, the calm before the storm. Tony, boy, let's go back to last night. I felt like there was a lot of similar feel that we saw against North Dakota on Saturday when it came to UNO just not able to kind of run away with that game, much like we saw against North Dakota, to where it was a nail biter at the end. What were you thinking in the last 3 minutes when you see the scoring drought for both of these teams, and then all of a sudden John Conchar gets the basketball at the very end?
Thinking the same thing that I tweeted at that time. There's no doubt that this game's going to come down to one possession, and John Conchar is going to have the ball on that possession. And to think that that has happened now twice in the three games that these two teams have played this year, and then both times that guy missed that shot is unbelievable. If you'd have told me that, hey, in the last two times that UNO and Fort Wayne will play, Conchar will have the ball with a chance to win at a last-second shot, I think the chances are UNO probably goes 0-2, and at best comes out of those at 1-1. And the fact that they won both those games, especially the one last night with so much on the line, is just incredible. And I don't think there was a person in the world that when that shot was released last night thought it wasn't going in until it got about mid-flight, and you go, okay, there's a chance that this thing may bounce off the rim.
And, Tony, you know, we were talking earlier on in the show just about the mental fortitude of being able to go through the final 3.5 minutes of a game where there's not a single point scored, to be able to grind it out, you know, tough it out, gut it out, whatever you want to say. Man, that to me maybe says more about this UNO team than anything else that they've done this year.
Well, absolutely. And I found myself after the game, you know, you're so in the moment and you're watching things develop. At the same time, you're trying to write a quick version of a story to get it out there. You know, as soon as it's over, I found myself after everything was all said and done, I'm like, what happened during those 3 minutes? Because it just wasn't coming back to me. And, you know, I knew that they had the shot where Conchar tried to follow it up and it got stuck in the crotch of the rim. And that's only because that's really strange to happen. So, of course, you're going to remember that. But I was trying to recall, what did UNO do on its possessions and things? But, yeah, it takes a lot to get through something like that. And again, I think as much as anything else, UNO was able to, A, grind one out again last night, and B, they were a little bit fortunate too that Conchar just happened to miss.
You think back to what this team has kind of gone through throughout the year. You know, you get the 17, 18 point deficits that they overcome, and on the flip side have some of those leads where they relinquish those leads. I said this last night that I always feel like they have the answer at the end, whether it's a defensive stop and maybe even a little bit of luck, or they just are able to make the shot. I felt like that has to mean something, and I know we'll find out for sure, but I mean, do you kind of get that a little bit of that team of destiny type feel, or is that maybe going a little bit overboard?
Well, I think you always think that when these times come, but then, you know, when all the hubbub starts to pick up too, you always feel like you're being set up for the big knockout punch that's going to come later, you know?
True.
If you keep getting through these, and then that makes the hurt even more. You know, when it all comes crashing to an end. And you mentioned how some of the UNO games have gone this year, and it hasn't been any difference. And it almost really isn't different across this league. This is what happens. And I want to take nothing away from Nebraska and its big win over Iowa the other day, but when I saw people tweeting about that game and the magnificent comeback and the fantastic finish, I was like, this is every single night in the Summit League.
Yeah.
Now, given not at a high level like that is in the Big Ten,
sure,
it's definitely a difference in the level of conference. But that's how tight these teams are, that's how close these teams play, and that's how well they know each other, and they take things away late in games, especially when you're talking about a third matchup here. I mean, who thought that Omaha and Fort Wayne could play a game in the 60s? That's like unheard of. These teams usually play like the 94-88 overtime game, you know, no matter where the court, whatever court they're being played on. And to think that those teams had to grind it out and weren't scoring at the end, that's not the way you would think that something like that would have been decided, especially between those two teams.
Well, and Tony, you know, I think when we talk about the Summit League, you know, a lot of focus goes on UNO, obviously, here locally, but South Dakota State's a team that gets brought up a lot. Fort Wayne with Conshar. I know South Dakota's been really good the last couple of years. What are your thoughts about North Dakota State, the way that they enter this matchup tonight against UNO?
Well, I think they're a team of the future, first of all. They don't start any seniors. This is a team that's going to be better later than it is right now. They obviously got a little bit of a fortunate draw on their end of it because South Dakota State got knocked out, but they also took out a team that, and fairly handily, I might add, that UNO couldn't beat this year in Oral Roberts in the opening round. And I know that UNO won the two matchups with the Bison this year, but I felt like they had to grind them out both times, both up in Fargo and back in Omaha. So I expect nothing else other than that coming tonight. I think North Dakota State probably is a little bit deeper right now than what UNO is as far as its bench play goes. But if you look man-to-man across the starting five, you'd have to give the edge to the Mavs. And there's a big reason why they're going to be a favorite in this game. I just don't expect it to be something that's going to be done easily, especially when you're at the final day of a tournament where one team's played 3 days in a row and the other team's really had to grind out two hard wins. I just think that it's one of those that might just be who has something left at the end of it that's going to decide this thing.
Juan Yang Tut, Tony, has been really big off the bench. And for a guy that has really kind of struggled offensively, and especially in the paint, where we've seen it so many times where he's got the look, just can't finish. Boy, he's been big. How big of a role do you think he has tonight?
Well, I think it could be different than last night. Last night, he didn't have as big a role as what he had the night before, but I think that had everything to do with matchups. You know, he didn't see as many minutes, but he made the most of what he did on the opening night, that's for sure. And first of all, he got rolling. He got a couple of buckets early. It led to four in a row. I think that built some confidence going into the second half. He got free for a dunk in there, and then he also got left open on the wing and knocked down a three. And that's what you want to do if you're a bench guy. I think Mitch Hahn, when we talked about it the day after, said it the best. He's like, you know, you don't want your 3 minutes to be wasted minutes. If you're going to go in and not know how long you're going to be in there, go in and give everything that you can and try to be as productive as you can in the time that you're allotted. And Juan certainly did that in the opening game. And, you know, I thought Io stepped up last night and had some big minutes and obviously had the big 4-point play in the second half that allowed UNO to hang on to that lead a little bit longer. Now, I know Fort Wayne eventually did catch them, but at the time, that seemed huge. It was a 4-point game, and it went to 8. And UNO was able to buy a little bit more time because he knocked down that 3 and then got fouled and knocked down the free throw right behind it. So bench play is going to be key. These guys have been big. I kind of wrote about them a couple of days ago that, you know, this is the time of the year, especially when you're playing a team that's seen you a bunch of times, where somebody that you don't expect kind of seems to step up. And it happened to be Juan Yang, you know, on the opening night of the tournament for sure. And UNO needed every bit of that because, you know, its starting guards were kind of struggling that night.
Tony Boone of the Omaha World Herald with us talking to UNO Maverick basketball. They got a big one tonight, Summit League Championship game against North Dakota State. Tony, you know, what for you personally do you think it does for this program, for Darren Hansen, just for the trajectory of everything, if they manage to pull this thing off tonight and get that first NCAA tournament berth?
Well, I guess the first thing, just for the school as a whole, I hope that some of that happening would answer the questions about why the move to Division I was made. You know, UNO needed to stay relevant in the athletic landscape in a community that has another Division I university and has the big brother, you know, less than an hour away that are attracting all the attention. And in today's world where people don't seem to, A, have a lot of extra money to spend to go out and do things, and on top of that are involved in so many activities with their own children and things like that, it's hard to get people to want to come out and go to a basketball game. Now, are you going to go out and you're going to see, you know, UNO play against the Northwest Missouri States and Fort Hays States of the world? You know, and that's nothing against those schools. I love small school athletics. I spend a lot of my career covering small school athletics. But that's not what's going to allow you to survive in a big community like Omaha. This is something that they had to do to stay relevant. And, you know, for the vision of John Christensen and Trev Alberts and everyone that was involved in making that decision and knowing, you know, the backlash there was going to be because of it, you know, I think it shows some real sight on what the future could be for this university. So, first of all, I think it's big for the school if that happens. For Darren in this program, obviously that's a huge step because, you know, you're competing against teams in this conference that get the majority of the money when it comes in from the state. And that's not what's happening at UNO. So you're fighting a little bit of an uphill battle when you're going against the Dakotas because they're the number one priority up there and you're not necessarily in Nebraska. But you go to the NCAA tournament a couple of times, people take notice. And suddenly, you know, that recruit that might be looking at both ends up, you know, wearing the black and the white instead of wearing the green and gold. That's actually happening tonight. There's a couple of guys from Nebraska you know, who are in the starting lineup for North Dakota State. And I'm not saying they necessarily picked North Dakota State over UNO in both of those cases, but in one case, I know that the Mavs were definitely in on that guy during the recruiting process. Maybe you win those battles going forward if suddenly you're the team that's going to the NCAA tournament. And, you know, just looking at the Summit League as a whole, 5 of the 8 members right now have never been to the NCAA tournament. Oral Roberts hasn't been there in a long time. This is a league that for the last 7 years has been either South Dakota State or North Dakota State. And if UNO can find a way to punch its way through and suddenly become that other team that people have to think about, you know, when it comes this time of year, I think would be a big, big deal for Darren and for the program going forward.
Tony, the experience factor, not by a lot of the guys that will have a role tonight, but Mitch Hahn, Zach Jackson, they were there 2 years ago. Mitch was a big part of that game and that just fantastic South Dakota State matchup. How big is that experience alone, in your opinion, when it does come down to tonight's game, knowing that you are now 40 minutes from accomplishing something this school has never accomplished?
Well, I think it is a big deal. And, you know, JT Gibson would have played in that game too. Mm-hmm. KJ Robinson didn't see a lot of minutes that year, but he was on the team and backing up, you know, Tre'Deon Holland in that game as well. So it's not just those two, but there are some guys, 4 of your 5 starters have been there in this moment before. That can't be said for North Dakota State. And like I said, they're a young team. They don't even have a senior in their starting lineup. So if it does come down to, you know, who might wilt in the big moment, you have to think that UNO won't. And just seeing this team, as you mentioned a little bit ago, Nick, you know, grind it out time and time and time again and find something to do, whether it's get a big shot, make a big stop, you know, have some kind of play down at the end that decides it. You'd have to think that this is a team that has the capability to do it because they've been there and done it before.
Tony, is it okay? Is it perfectly normal to kind of have that unsettling feeling in your stomach right now as we get closer to tip-off?
Oh, I think so. when everything around me started changing because, you know, we have a columnist coming up. We have a photographer coming up. Yeah. You know, you realize, you know, we're in a bigger moment now than what we were 24 hours ago. And we don't even have anything at stake. We're just here to cover the game and have a job to do, whether, you know, the home team wins or not. But I know the guys are comfortable as far as UNO players go. They've been game after game after game, just looking to the next one, and they've really not deviated from that platform, and I don't think that they will going into tonight either. You know, they've been really solid throughout this whole season. They've always just envisioned the next one, and they've been very businesslike, and if they were anything but that tonight, I'd be really, really shocked.
Well, and Tony, just real quick, has there been any discussion, I know the team would never talk about this, but amongst folks up there, you know, where UNO could potentially land seating-wise if they do manage to win tonight? I mean, 15 most likely, but is there a shot they could get a bump up to even like a 14 spot?
There hasn't really been any talk about it. If it has, it's been within the media room. And it's more to the sake of, like, you know, the Summit League champion, if it has 20 wins, is not a 16 seed. So, you know, and I know that was one of the bracketology things that came out earlier this week that maybe had, you know, sitting at a 16 once South Dakota State, you know, got knocked out. I don't think that would be the case. I thought that South Dakota State, you know, just by the fact that they would have been there for a 4th year in a row and had Dom, you know, might have even got the benefit of getting up to like a 13, maybe even a 12, mm-hmm. you know. Just because they had like well over 20 wins and a named player and, you know, a history of playing well there. I mean, they almost knocked off the 5 seed or at least played them tough, you know, here the last couple of years. So, UNO probably wouldn't get that same benefit of the doubt, but I don't think with that many wins and winning in this league would put them all the way down to that point. I think you'd probably be looking at a 15 or 14.
Tony, got to get to break here and let you go, but I do want to ask you, there were quite a few turnovers. It seemed like some guys got sped up a little bit last night. Any concern of that? Do you think that was just kind of what Fort Wayne was able to do and kind of force those mistakes?
Well, I think it's a concern, and hopefully it's one that they really think about, you know, going into tonight's game, because that one we didn't see coming. You know, they had been so consistently good at taking care of the basketball, but when it got to 8 by halftime and some of them were sloppy and some of them were just uncharacteristic, you're like, you know, how bad can this get? And it really never changed in the second half, and that kind of allowed Fort Wayne to get in it. Now, that being said, Conchar had an off night shooting. He had 7 turnovers himself, which is very uncharacteristic there too. So the turnovers ended up evening out, but at the same time, you know, you just didn't see UNO wasting possessions like that throughout the regular season. Maybe nerves got to him a little bit because they knew it was a big game. Hopefully they can settle it down and play a little, at least safer with the basketball tonight. I don't necessarily think they were careless last night. Just a lot of things didn't go their way also, but it certainly should be a priority for them going into tonight for sure.
Tony Boone on the Maverick Beat tonight, Summit League Championship. You know, North Dakota State, 8 o'clock, ESPN2. Tony, we hope you are writing a recap of historical nature for this basketball program. Enjoy it tonight.
Yeah, you guys enjoy it too. Take care, guys.